Secretary of State Colin Powell is heading back to Washington from the Middle East without having achieved either of his two main goals, an end to the Israeli offensive in the West Bank or a ceasefire declaration. At a news conference shortly before leaving Israel today, Secretary Powell sharply criticized Yasser Arafat, saying the Palestinian leader must make a strategic decision to crack down on terrorism. And Powell again urged Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon to end his incursion into the West Bank. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Secretary Powell tried to put a positive spin on his failure to achieve a ceasefire. He said he had rallied the international community behind his peace mission and gotten a timetable from Prime Minister Sharon for the withdrawal of Israeli troops and tanks from Palestinian cities.
I came here not knowing how long the operation would go on. We'd heard everything from a couple more weeks to a couple more months. And I leave here able to say to the president, it wasn't immediate, but it is now coming to an end, and the prime minister has said so.
Sharon has said publicly that the army will pull out of most West Bank cities within a week. But the prime minister insists Israeli troops will remain in Bethlehem, where Palestinian gunmen are continuing to hold out inside the Church of the Nativity, and in Ramallah, where Israeli forces surround Arafat's headquarters. Powell visited the Palestinian leader in that compound today for a second round of talks. Afterwards, a clearly angry Arafat said Israel has defied the Bush administration by continuing its occupation of Palestinian cities.
I have to ask the whole international world. I have to ask His Excellency President Bush. I have to ask the United Nations. Is this acceptable that I can't go outside from this door? Is this acceptable?
Chief Palestinian negotiator Saber Arafat said he had been hoping Secretary Powell would exert more pressure on the Sharon government.
I don't feel that they've been tough enough. If they wanted Sharon to stop it and get out, they could have done it. And I believe now they have to worry about the consequences.
Palestinian Legislative Council member Ziad Abu Amr says the situation is likely to get even worse in the wake of the Powell mission.
By all accounts, the visit is considered a failure. Mr. Powell did not manage to achieve a ceasefire or an Israeli withdrawal as it was demanded by the administration. The process is left unattended now, and this sets the stage for further violence and further deterioration, in my point of view.
The Israeli take on Powell's visit is quite different. Government spokesman Aryeh Mekel called it a success and asserted that there are no disagreements between the U.S. and Israel.
We think that we are in agreement with the secretary that what needs to be done now is, first of all, we need to find a way for a ceasefire, or rather a cease of terror against the state of Israel and the citizens of Israel. And the second stage is to find a way to resume the peace process, what we call a political horizon.
But that political horizon seems as distant now as it did before Powell arrived in Jerusalem a week ago. Powell said he plans to return to the region, and in the meantime, other U.S. diplomats will continue contacts with the two sides. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.